Phil Moss is joining us. He's been waiting patiently as always. Mossy, good morning. And the Mariners, gee, that was dramatic, that late winner against Wellington Phoenix yesterday.
Yeah, good morning, Ray. Morning, Bulldog. Morning to all our listeners. Fantastic game. Fantastic advertisement for the A-League men's competition. And Mikhail Docker may well have just written his name into Mariners folklore with that 91st-minute winner from just outside the box, left-foot strike that really, you know, gave the advantage to the Mariners, gave them 3 points and gave them the advantage in the race to the Premier's plate. Huge, huge 3 points. And you got to hand it to the Mariners because they played midweek. They played Tuesday night. They found a way to beat Melbourne City in that one. And their ability to recover and find the energy at the moment to win these games is remarkable. And they're so easy on the eye to watch. So huge credit to Mark Jackson, the coach, in his first season in the A-League. And they're on track now to not only take the Premier's plate, but defend their grand final title.
Now, the Wanderers, they flopped at home.
Yeah, not good. Not good, Bulldog. They just can't find this consistency. They won two on the road over in Perth and down at MacArthur in the Western Sydney derby last Easter Monday. But then they just couldn't put it together against Brisbane on Friday night. And you've got to give it credit to Brisbane and Ruben Zadkovic, their coach. They came down. They had a game plan. They executed Tom Aldred and Henry Hall with the two goals in the 32nd and 77th minutes. And Western Sydney just didn't have the answers. They had more shots on target, 7-4, but they just couldn't convert to get the 3 points at home. Hugely frustrating night for Marco Rudan and all Western Sydney Wanderers supporters.
Exactly, yeah. Hey, Mossy, now Liverpool play tonight, but Arsenal and Manchester City in the EPL took advantage of Liverpool having the day off, so to speak, and Arsenal gone back to the top of the EPL.
You know what, Ray, even if you're not a football fan, how can you not love the Premier League?
It's
the drama that it serves up as a contest, as a competition, the action, the energy, the goals, it's just remarkable. And Manchester City put on a clinic against Crystal Palace. They were 1-0 down. Kevin De Bruyne was the maestro for them this time. Don't forget, he's missed 5 months of the Premier League with a hamstring injury, but he's really finding his form at just the right time. So, you know, watch out, Manchester City. They're coming, and this is their special time of the season as well. They always finish well. Arsenal, they've shown that they've gone to a whole new level mentally and from a maturity point of view. This time last season, they were 10 points clear. They dropped their bundle. Manchester City put 4 goals on them and they lost the title. So, you know, those two are in this title race up to their neck, but it's Liverpool's to lose. They've got a game in hand. They lay in wait for Manchester for the trip to Manchester United tonight. They win that, they go top again. It's not going to be easy because we know those Liverpool-Manchester United games are always full of spite and anything can happen on the night. You know, I think Liverpool are well placed to go there and get the points. So, it just augurs well for the run home.
Now, Mossy, Villa has slipped up, which gives Spurs, I guess you could say, an advantage in the race for Europe.
Well, one thing with Ange Postecoglou is at some point in all of his jobs, the stars align. And you just wonder whether the stars are aligning now for Spurs to grab fourth spot because Villa, as I said, Bulldog, they slipped up overnight they weren't good in this one, but they were leading 2-0. Then they let the lead slip to 3-2 against Brentford at home, by the way. This is at Villa Park. And then they found a way to find the equaliser. But Spurs have got 2 games in hand. So if they make the most of that, they are, I wouldn't say home and hose for Europe, but they've certainly given themselves a huge advantage. So they sit in the box seat now, Spurs. And if Ange can take them to Europe in his first season, that is a huge, huge turnaround for a big club like Tottenham Hotspur.
Exactly. They're currently 3 points behind Villa, as you said, Mossy. Everton and Luton had big wins as they try to avoid relegation. Everton looking almost safe now. There's some huge games coming up tonight. You've mentioned the Liverpool game. Also, I'm keeping an eye on the Scottish Premier League. Rangers take on Celtic in the Old Firm derby. This will probably decide the Scottish Premier League overnight too. Mossy, Rangers 1 point behind Celtic at the moment with a game in hand.
Yeah, that's right. You'd imagine this will put that one to bed. You know, it's just such a shame that, well, I shouldn't say that too flippantly, but it's such a shame that it's always a two-horse race in the Scottish Premier League between Celtic and Rangers. But nonetheless, it's great interest for fans of both those clubs. But, yeah, this one's a big one. It always is. But, you know, this time of the season when the... When the league is on the line, it's an even bigger one. But that's Rangers hosting Celtic in that one, 9 p.m. tonight. So, you know, a viewer-friendly time for us here in Australia. So tune into that one. It should be a ripper.
Big Rangers fan. Go the good guys. And even the Championship. I'm a Leeds fan, and that battle between Leicester, Ipswich and Leeds is going right down to the wire there to get... to win the Championship and go straight to the Premier League. Hey, Mossy, where are we going with your Mossy's Multi this weekend?
Well, I'm going to stick with the A-League, A-League into EPL. So I'm going to go with Sydney FC to beat Newcastle Jets up there in Newcastle this afternoon, just to keep producer Steve happy. I'm going to tip Perth Glory to beat Adelaide at home this afternoon. I'm on the microphone for that one. With Robbie Thompson for Paramount Plus. There you go, Bulldog, just a quick plug. And Liverpool to beat Manchester United in that big one tomorrow morning at Old Trafford. So it's Sydney FC into Perth Glory, into Liverpool.
That's a massive game tomorrow morning, Liverpool, Man U. Hey, Mossy, appreciate. We'll talk next Sunday.
Thanks, Mossy.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.